The two drivers in my life. In my younger years, I got to know the souls of my parents' worlds were as distant as our known solar system. Mom was advancing in the ways of God. Dad owned a thriving enterprise and once held the Golden Gloves title. And he despised the church. May I mind you? Not God. This was during some war after the row at home. We stayed with our maternal grands in the country. School time was nearing soon, but we did not know if we will attend the country school or move back home in town and go to the town school. My birthday happens around that time of year, and my parents had both come out to the country for this occasion. My granddad was a deacon for their country church. We had held my birthday party at the church hall. It's a Hawaiian church. Hymnals, Bibles, Sunday school books and sermons were all done in Hawaiiana. As the party was winding down, we had put my gifts in Mom's family Chevy. She drove us on to our grandparents' home, just a bit of hip-pity-hop. We'd thought it's country school for all of us again, 'twas okay. Then all of a sudden, Dad had driven up against our back. And all my gifts packed up my mom's rear window. I was not able to see. I remember hugging and thanking him by the Chevy, for the gifts and the wondrous day spent, knowing he has his work tomorrow, and Mom will go teach kids music privately, then entertain tourists at the hotel nightly. Nevertheless, Dad rarely comes to the country home. He steps out of his new Camaro and told us who wants to ride home with me. And since I am the youngest of the brood, instinctively, I ran to sit in the back, until Dad said, "Since it's your day, you sit in the front with Dad." Then Mom had interjected, saying, "Don't forget your things you may want to bring home." Well, as for me, I was good to go on home now. I'm glad about all the gifts I'd received that day, but for the life of me, as I write this, I cannot recall any of those said gifts that piled high in the back of a Chevy or Dad's Camaro other than its striking stripe on the front of the hood. Nothing had resonated inside of me, except for two drivers inside those cars, and even so, separate entities that they were, too steep in their own ways. However, for now, they had set aside their differences for me, and that both of their hearts were as one again. Later, Mom had established her churches, and as Dad was nearing his call home, he had embraced Mom's church. They were together again for their last years. Over time, I had become a bit progressive, having a broader perspective of the old and new, a need for family values, love for each other, and keeping in touch always. Never forget I, of those who had loved me during those times, either driving separately or riding together, I will always remember the both of them sharing the manual for drivers. The word. Those moments, good and bad, shared an unwavering timeline, making its bond unbreakable. They were both necessary tools for growing up, as both entities had emboldened me to be wiser, stronger, and to make better choices. As I journeyed along, coming to dead ends and freeways, side and main streets, U-turns and yields, eventually, I found my way home. I know that my parents and loved ones are all in my thoughts and in my heart as one. I strive to drive my life on the path of righteousness. King James Version, John 14, 6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me." Aloha Dad and Mom, Kea Kuapu. 2021 June 14th.